serious increase in lean muscle mass, size, strength, and definition guaranteed. Again, if you're a serious weightlifter who was unable to get Volcano at GNC, we're going to make it right by sending you a complimentary bottle. Text RIGHT to 369-369. That's R-I-G-H-T to 369-369.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling. Before the thunderstorms start pounding us, that way next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Get the steak and cheese footlong for only $6 from Subway. It's packed with lean steak. Get it with red onions, green peppers, and Chipotle Southwest sauce for only $6 for a limited time.
Reel in the big one at the Let's Go Fishing Show this Friday through Sunday at Gateway Center in Collinsville. Shop over 100 vendors, including fishing boats, rods, reels, tackles, resorts, and free seminars. Meet Mr. Crappie, Wally Marshall, and Kevin Rogers. Go to letsgoshows.com for coupons and more info.
KFC has a variety of delicious $5 fill-ups. They're real meals for only, you guessed it, $5. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, Scott Sherman. I got an echo again, Peon. Okay, go on. Scott Sherman's in the room. Scott, say hi to everybody. Prove you're in the room.
Hi, everybody.
There you go. He'll be with us in just a moment here. I want to open up as much space as we can so we can take as many calls as we can. After I do one bit of business from Athena Heating and Cooling, we're going to jump right in and take your calls. And I see they're already starting to light up. So for the people who don't know the number, you have a legal issue or something, whether or not you wonder if it's even a legal issue, here we go. Most cell phones... just call star KTRS. Other cell phones or non-cell phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Athena Heating and Cooling, I'm trying to think of something to say. I guess in 17, they'll hit 76 years in business. Trying to think of something else to tell you that you might not know about Matheny. I think we've over the years, over about 17 years, pretty much covered everything. So let me just sort of recap. If you live in St. Louis or St. Charles County, this can be your heating and cooling company, and they love to have you as a customer. Now, what that does is it lets people who are truly AM and the PM off the hook if you live or if your business, and you'd like to have Matheny out for your business, is not in St. Louis or St. Charles County. Whew, sigh of relief. We're not going to punish you because it's a geographical thing. But if you do, I can't imagine why you'd call anybody else. Here's the other thing you need to know. Don't worry about the brand or the model or the make or the type or the year, how old it is, how new it is. None of that. And under warranty, out of warranty, they have people who are trained to work on all of everything. So you're going to fall into that everything category somewhere in there. They got you covered. It's a family business. Third generation of Matheny's are in it now. And they're fast. Fast meaning within reason. They will get to you if it's an emergency. Oh my goodness, my heat's out and it's at 8 degrees. As quickly as anybody will get to you. Matheny Heating and Cooling. MathenyHeatingandCooling.com.
On this side of the law, who is right, who is wrong, who is for and who's against the law?
Scott Sherman is with us. He is an attorney.
Didn't really mean you any harm.
Their business cards and letterhead always say attorney at law. So we've never really understood why that is. Just say he's an attorney. He's with us every Thursday. He's here to help you with your problems. I have a real quick... I don't want to take a lot of time with this, but Scott, I want to ask you a question. Do you think that Julian Assange is a hero or a criminal?
Between the two?
I think it depends on who you are.
I don't think he's a criminal. I wouldn't give him the courtesy of a hero. I don't think he's a criminal because I don't think it fits the Espionage Act. I think he's a journalist.
All right, here's why the hacking thing is interesting to me. And folks, this is not going to become a political conversation. This is have another direction here. And my point is this: sometimes doing something that might even be illegal, something unethical, something, acceptable normally, can prevent something horrible from happening. Here, give me an example. For those who say, well, he broke the law. That WikiLeaks thing, he's putting out stuff he shouldn't be putting out. Yet what it did was it exposed some corruption. So let me give you another example. Let's say, Scott, that you're in a place that says no firearms. It's really clear on the door. There's a red slash through a gun, no firearms. But you go in anyway because you have a concealed carry, even though that concealed carry is not recognized there, and they prohibit guns. But you get in there, and there's a lunatic in there, and his wife just filed for divorce, just got fired, all in the same 48-hour period. He snaps. He's going to go in there and kill people. He gets one or two shots off, and you kill him and shut him down and save the lives of the rest of the people in there. You were there illegal. That gun, you were breaking the law, in a sense, when you were there. Or let's say you didn't have a concealed carry permit. You were carrying it illegally, yet you saved everybody in there. That's kind of a dilemma, and that's kind of where, to me, this hacking thing is. You know, if somebody, and the Russians or whatever, if somebody gets in and discovers, here's another example. Let's say you discover, because you were messing around where you shouldn't have been, a plot to blow up a place and kill a bunch of people, and you're able to stop it. So that when I hear about this hacking stuff in the news, that's kind of what this is to me. It's a tough call. Because depending on what's uncovered, depending on what's discovered, it's either terrible or, whew, thank goodness he did it.
Yeah, that's right. There's a guy back in the late 60s, early 70s, named Daniel Ellsberg. I think he worked at the New York
back
Times.
In the Nixon...
The Pentagon Papers case. And he got leaked to him from a Senate committee, some stuff about the Vietnam War that were lies to the American public. And he, through his... publisher's employer published them, and they wanted to prosecute, and they actually did prosecute him, or tried to, under the Espionage Act, and it all fell apart. I don't think Daniel Ellsberg was a criminal, but there's kind of a difference between something in Latin called malum in se and malum prohibitum. Yeah, that's right. That is what something is evil in and of itself versus something that is technically illegal, but is actually turns out to be ethical. So these ethical things, I think, blur the line. I wouldn't give Assange hero, but if you said one or the other, hero or criminal, I would say hero, not criminal.
Yeah, and I think he's neither.
Yeah, right. And I don't follow this close, so this question may be stupid, but what's the difference between what he did and what Snowden did?
I don't know that there's a lot of difference, except that Snowden worked for the government.
But it showed corruption. It showed...
But Snowden and that Chelsea Manning, or whatever his or her name was at the time,
those folks,
when they took their oath, when they became employees of
the
government,
right,
they took an oath not to do those things. Assange
didn't take
as a journalist, is no different than any other journalist. Say, go back to Watergate. You look at what Bernstein and the other guy did.
Woodward
did.
Right.
They got information from what turned out to be an FBI agent that would have been illegal information because it was classified. They're heroes. So,
exactly.
So it's, to me, I Julian Assange is a distasteful person, but he's not someone who should be in the penitentiary.
And what determines whether or not you're a good guy, bad guy, hero, criminal, is the material you produce.
That's right.
And what good or evil it does. If it does nothing but evil and destroys people,
right.
If I committed murder,
I mean, these are great ethical questions. If 1934, somebody parachuted me into Berlin and I shot and killed Hitler, That's murder, right?
It is.
Except.
But is it?
It's Hitler.
That's Hitler.
Right. That's a great example.
Well,
and all of
these political hacks, the only thing I can go back to is if you don't want anything to come out about you doing corrupt things, don't do corrupt things. Don't have anything out there. If you want to, you know, if you don't ever want to have somebody have something to hack, just don't have. Don't do corrupt things.
Yeah. And be careful, because Louis C.K. has a really funny bit about going back in time and killing baby Hitler. And then they catch him, and they're like, hey, I just killed baby Hitler. Like, you just killed a baby.
Yeah,
but he would have been really bad. Trust me. I'm from the future.
I'll make this real quick. Here's another example. When my boys were teenagers, I recorded a phone conversation they had with a bad, bad friend. That was illegal. In the state of Missouri, if you're going to record a phone conversation, one of the parties has to be aware of the recording. Now, if Scott calls me and I record our conversation and he doesn't know about it, that's legal because I know about it. Now, it seems weird, and I agree, it's a weird law. But if one of the two knows it's being recorded, it's legal. In this case, my sons were on the phone with a scumbag kid at school who was a drug dealer. I recorded the call. And you know what? Technically, illegal. Reality, may have kept my kids out of jail. Kept them out of trouble. But that kid's in prison. So I don't regret it. I don't apologize for it. And that's where this all gets real muddy and gray and complicated. That's why we have attorneys like Scott. All right, one more time for the numbers, then we're going to start taking these calls. From most cell phones, star KTRS. Other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Let's start with Howard. Howard, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Oh, I think Howard just dropped.
Chris, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
Great, Chris. How are you?
Good. I'm AM in the PM.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hey, about a week ago, I was in an accident. Somebody rear-ended me. And my wife, you know, she wanted me to go to the chiropractor to get checked out. He said that he found damage, you know, he could determine, you know, this was from the accident, you know, so forth. Is it going to be worth my time to get an attorney and go on with this, or...
Here's a caveat. You're talking to a guy that does that for a living.
Can I try this? First of all, Howard, that's why, I'm sorry, Chris, that's why you have insurance. You shouldn't need an attorney yet.
Right, but my thing is, the car that I was driving, it's just my work car. It was, you know, I'm not going to be able to replace it for what they're going to give me. It's got, you know, 200,000 miles on it, and I knew the car, changed everything on it, and I'm going to get, you know, I looked it up, NADA was like 2,000. That's retail at a dealer.
All right, is this the other guy's fault?
Yes.
Did he have insurance?
Yes, he had insurance.
Okay, I'm going to let Scott take it here, but in the end, when this all shakes out, his insurance company should make you whole, should make you happy. Make sure that when this is all done, you're satisfied. Scott, take it.
Absolutely. Hey, look, the ins and outs of what's wrong with your back or your part of your body is between you and your doctor. But if somebody throws a brick through your window and it breaks your window, and then it also breaks something that's in a curio cabinet, why wouldn't you want them to pay for all of this stuff? So your car is one thing, just like your window, that's obvious, but you're also hurt. You didn't make him hurt you. You're not faking this. You're entitled to that. So in answer to your question, yeah, you should have an attorney because in my experience, I do a way better job than my clients do when they try to do stuff on their own.
If nothing else, the attorney will scare his insurance company into doing what they should do. And the attorney ought to be willing to do it on a contingency. And if not, their insurance company can pay your attorney fees, too.
Yeah, and know the value of something. Because people don't know the value of this kind of stuff. I've had cases where people, I'll be okay. And they went, after a couple of days, they went to their doctor. Maybe they ended up in an emergency room. Maybe they ended up in an orthopedic person. I just had somebody who had back surgery, and they thought they were going to be fine. Well, there's a big difference in just my back is hurting a little bit and back surgery. So you have plenty of time in Missouri. You live in Missouri, right, Chris?
Yes.
You have 5 years to file a lawsuit. So slow down. Get the right care. The chiropractor, okay, somebody you're comfortable with, great. If you have health insurance and you want to see whatever doctor or whatever medical professional you want that takes that, go do that.
But keep records of every single date, doctor, the results, what statement, keep it all.
And don't miss appointments, and don't treat yourself as though I'm going to make up. This is the other side of it. Let's say, well, they got me on my car, so I'm going to make it up to them on the back. It's all separate. There's a value to what they did to your car. There's a value on what they did to your body. Those things, okay, have nothing to do with one another, other than everything has a value. Look at it like the antique roadshow. You don't know what this thing's worth. Go to a lawyer and at least get them to look at it. If you want to do it yourself, great. But I don't do my own dental work, and I don't cut my own hair.
And my last piece of advice, and I'm not the attorney here, is Chris, do not sign anything that says you're satisfied, we're settled, we're done. Don't do that, because you don't know whether this back issue is going to be permanent. You don't know.
Or don't give any statements to them under. You don't have to do that. No. None of that stuff. Take the stress out of it. You don't have to call me.
Don't talk to this other guy's insurance company. Talk to your own insurance company.
That's right.
And if they try to call you, say, you call my insurance company.
Okay.
Okay?
And good luck.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Chris.
Hey, Howard.
I feel like an assistant attorney.
You're like the lead counsel, really. Okay. I'm more like
you. Howard's back?
Yeah, Howard's back.
Howard, we don't know what happened to you, but welcome back. Say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Howard.
Okay, Scott, the reason I'm calling you is I was working for an employer, and the employer was, he was never honest with what, he gave me a commission rate. And then every time I was supposed to get paid, he adds all these costs to the deal. And it's way, I mean, he does it all. He did it all the time on every deal that I work for. So I finally left him. And I want to know if I have any repercussions to go back on him, because he cheated me out of so much money.
Can I take this?
Absolutely.
How long did you allow him to do this?
Just about a year.
Okay, that's real. I was going to, if you'd said 3 years, I'd have said, well, you're stupid. Why'd you let it go on for 3 years? A year I could sort of understand, because commissions sometimes aren't paid for 3, 4, 5 months. Did you have any written agreement with this guy or this company? Is that the structure of the commissions and how they'd be paid?
No. They pay everything. They tell you they hire you, you get 30% of the gross.
All right, you're screwed. Scott, you take it.
I'm going to give Howard a little bit of light here. In the way in which you dealt with him over the course of that, you relied on certain promises that he made based on, hey, if you do this, then you get this percentage of the gross. If you do this, then you do. When did you discover that you were getting cheated?
Every deal.
Okay.
Every deal.
Did you know it a month after you started doing the deal?
Oh, yes.
What was his explanation for shorting you?
The first 2 months, I made about $4,000 to $5,000 a month in the first 2 months. Okay, which is the worst time of the year, which was November and December. Okay, and then every deal, every time we had a deal, I had to go over it. I says, "Hey, you're shortchanging me on every deal." He does it all the time, and he thinks that's okay.
Okay, if I'm his attorney, what I'm going to say to you would be this: if you knew this after 1 month, why did you put up with it for 12 months?
Because I got in an automobile accident in January, and I went to work during October of last year, and November and December, and it was a game that he played all the time.
Why did you wait if you knew it after 1 month? And how did this job terminate? Did he fire you? Did you quit?
I quit.
Okay. I would do this, Howard, if you wouldn't mind sending me an email. I would like you to consult with an employment law expert on these issues, because you might have created what Frank is saying. You might have created a situation where you just took it. you know, hey, this is the deal. No matter what you thought was wrong, you agreed to it.
Or, in some ways, this is no different than a woman who's sexually harassed, but at some point she finally can't take it. She knew she was being sexually harassed a year ago, but she finally had enough. So from that standpoint, I get it.
So and too much time has not gone by. Frank's right about the time period. This 1 year, even if it's a fraud deal, it's still within that time frame that you could make some noise. So don't quit on investigating it. If you wouldn't mind, if you know an employment lawyer, talk to them. I think you should consult with one. I know one of the best in town. If you want to send me an email, I'm happy to give you that person's information.
And there's one other factor I have to include here. And no way, I'm sorry, this is Howard. Howard, in no way am I saying that your story is not accurate or you're not telling the truth. But at this point, all Scott or anybody else has is your version of the story. So he may have a completely different version. So and then, I'm just telling you, be ready for that. Somebody else may go, no, that's not the way this worked out.
And when we talk about, also, Howard, when we talk about writings, you know, emails, texts, hey, you shorted me, hey, ha, ha, ha.
Save it all.
You know, all of that. Hang on to that. Locate it if you can.
Well, I got the records of everything.
All right, well, then, if you wouldn't mind sending me an email, I will give you the name of my person within 5 minutes of you sending me the email. I'd like you to consult with that person. But you're upset about it, obviously, so don't just throw your shoulders up and say, oh, well.
Who do I email to?
Me. LawOfficeOfScottSherman@gmail.com.
LawOfficeOfScottSherman@gmail.com.
Yeah, good luck, Howard.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
But isn't the big problem with stuff like this is you need some paper. You need something in writing as to how we're going to deal with each other, how I'm going to pay you, how you're going to get, you know.
Yeah, and this one bothers me. Frank, you're way more experienced in the sales world than I am. How comfortable would you be working for a place if you were a salesperson and not having it written out about what the arrangement is between the two of you?
Well, depending on who it was, if it's somebody I trusted and I knew really well, I'd be okay with it. But other than that, no, I don't trust anybody. I need to know you really, really well.
I agree with that.
Because a lot of people talk a good game. Well, I love this guy. This is great. And then you get screwed three ways to Sunday unless you really know. And the truth is, most of us actually don't really know that many people. We think we do. But when it comes to business and money, things change. You may think you knew somebody. Let me take a quick break, and then we'll get to Kenny and Henry and Bill and everybody else we can get to. I want everybody to do one of two things. Both would be nice. One is going to a Meanies in Chesterfield Valley. It's a copper-domed building. You can't miss. It's down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
I think I heard the voice of Scott Shire. He was joining in there in the special edition, special arrangement. And then I'd like for you to do two things. Go inside or go to their website, or better yet, do both. Yeah, it doesn't matter the order. You go to their website first if you like. The problem with the website, it's not really a problem, it's that a place like Amini's, there's no website that could do this place justice. You can't begin to get a feel for what it's like inside that store from the weather. What you can get a feel for is what they sell. Arcade games, pinball, patio furniture, other beautiful furniture for other rooms in the house, accent pieces, lighting. You get that. But you got to see it. You got to see that rug, that $700,000 rug hanging in there. And don't get freaked out by it and go, well, we can't pay $700,000. Well, of course, who can? They're not in the business of selling $700,000 rugs. It's something neat and cool to look at. But they do have rugs you can't afford. You can afford many of the handmade, the machine-made rugs. They're all beautiful. No junk. Patio furniture, their number one category when it comes to sales, because they sell the finest patio furniture made in the world. Not another store like it anywhere around here. Got to go to Amini's in Kansas City. Please go in. If you haven't been, at least check them out online. But without going in the store, you're missing it, folks. Tell them your AM and the PM. Amini's. A-M-I-N-I-S. Amini's.com.
Meet me.
All right, Tim Weiland's going to give you some problem spots. to get you wherever the heck you're going this afternoon. Here's Tim Weiland with traffic.
And there's not many problem spots. We do have one big one, though. There was a pretty big car fire. They do have it out now, but it's on eastbound Highway 40 just before Ballas, and that has only the left lane getting through, and traffic is backed up to about Mason. Everything else is running pretty well. It was pretty light morning with traffic with the snow and everything. I think a lot of people took the day off. Southbound 270 all running at the speed limit. A little bit heavy just as you approach on eastbound Highway 70 between Florissant and Bermuda, and then things open up after that. And this traffic report brought to you by Liberty Mutual. You have enough things to worry about. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
Next time on McGraw Live in the Morning.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Friday morning on the McGraw Show. Tech news with Larry from First Rule. And we'll get our weekend movie reviews with David Blaustein. It's all starting at 6 a.m.
McGraw in the Morning with Kelly Jackson. Weekdays at 6 on KTRS.
Folks, if you want to save money on energy, something you can do yourself, give Contact Insulation a call. 636-584-0002. That's 636-584-0002. Have them come out, free inspection. They'll give you a price after they climb up in the attic. They'll look at everything and they'll say, here's what we need to do for you. They won't just blow insulation in the attic. They'll seal around the pipe. So make sure that what they're putting on top is not going to have air gap coming through, going through your insulation. And they're going to talk to you about an R38 or an R49 insulation in your house. What's going to save you the most bang for your buck? They specialize in fiberglass, blown in wall cellulose. They have open and closed cell foam. They use bib and ultra fit fiberglass systems for residential and commercial applications. They will save you money because you're going to spend less money on utilities and you're not going to spend that much to get the insulation up to date in your house. Contact Insulation will do a great job for you. I stand behind them. I've used them in my business and I think you should use them in your home. Just give Harry a call. 636-584-0002. That's 636-584-0002.
With a low unemployment rate of 5%, finding and hiring great employees has never been more difficult. Recruiting the best talent is key to your business's long-term success. So don't be fooled with firms that promise candidates are just a click away if it were only that simple. At AIM, AIM Employers Association, it's a St. Louis-based company, and they've been serving employers and companies in the region for 120 years. Companies of every size and every industry. At AIM, their recruiting solutions leverage experts and technology and are customized to fit your business. At AIM, their hiring technology integrates world-class background check services, assessment tools, and affirmative action plan. At AIM, they help you find the right person for the right job. Call AIM to help you with all of your hiring needs. 1-800-948-5700. That's 1-800-948-5700. Call AIM, 1-800-948-5700. 1-800-948-5700.
How would you like to flip a contract on a house overnight for a nice profit? Hi, I'm Nick Fertucci. For the last 3 years, my elite team of house flippers have used my unique three-step flipping system to reduce risk and make money flipping houses. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, and I can show you how to get up to $350,000 of pre-approved real estate funding. That's right, I said it. $350,000 of pre-approved real estate funding, regardless of credit score. Interested candidates, call now and get an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes and Flipping CD kit that will show you how to get in, get out, and get paid when you come join my team.
Call 1-800-614-3214 now to get your free Fortunes and Flipping CD. Call 800-614-3214 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training workshop that includes a free meal, free smartwatch, power charger, and USB drive loaded with powerful information as free gifts just for attending. Call 800-614-3214. That's 800-614-3214. Call now.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-700-5105. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free, with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-700-5105. That's 1-800-700-5105. 1-800-700-5105.
How do you become America's best-selling brand? Test drive a Ford Escape and find out. With available EcoBoost power and a host of class-exclusive features designed to make life better. Compare Ford Escape next to a Toyota RAV4 or Honda CR-V and the reasons start to stack up. The 2017 Escape, that's Ford. And that's how you become America's best-selling brand. Sales claim based on 2016 calendar year sales.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, after a word from me, or several words from me, it's right back to Scott Sherman. So I see enough people on the line that to give the phone numbers out probably isn't even necessary because we couldn't get to any more people. Thompson Price is the second longest running advertiser we have. Thompson Price has been on the show for 21 years. You know why they've been on for 21 years? Because for 21 years, you folks have gone to Thompson Price and said, I want to talk to you about a kitchen or bathroom. And the reason I'm even talking to you is because I'm AM and the PM. Let's keep that up in 2017 and everything will be wonderful. Everybody will be happy. They'll continue to have plenty of business, which they do. And you'll continue to be more than satisfied with your new kitchen or bathroom, which is probably going to last maybe longer than you'll even be in that house because they're not meant to be dazzling for a year or two. Anything new, I've always said the cheapest, crappiest house, when you walk in it and it's brand new, it's great. Carpet, you can smell that glue, paint, nobody's pooped in the toilets yet, they're all white and shiny, but the house is horribly built by a horrible builder, cheap construction, but you don't know that. A lot of kitchen bath people, they know how to make it look great so that when you're writing the check, you go, man, it's fantastic, thank you. And then a couple, 3 years later, things start to fall apart because they used garbage, crap, cheap material. They don't do that at Thompson Price because they want this to be something that you are thrilled to death with many, many, many years from now. This is going to be the focal point of your house, this kitchen or bathroom or bathrooms. So showroom in De Pere, about a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. Website, ThompsonPrice.com. And now back, more with Scott Sherman. Let's get Kenny in here. Kenny, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good. Thanks for holding.
Oh, no problem. Hope my battery lasts. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yeah, and like I told Dan, I missed my holiday greetings to you guys.
That's all right.
Some really strange hours through that time. I've been sitting here dwelling on how I can explain this. It happened over quite a long period of time. It involves child support. I was making really good money. I based my child support on that money I was making. I lost that job after 26 years.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And I said, hey, I lost my job. I can't pay $1,000 child support anymore. Well, that's too bad. They said you can only change it every 3 years. You can only adjust your child support every 3 years. I'm like, well, you don't understand. I'm unemployed right now. How am I going to come up with $1,000? Blah, 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 whatever. Went on and on and on. Fast forward, probably 4, 5, 6 years later, I'm trying to pay what I can. I get my kid all the time. I'm always with her, always have her. I get pulled over for a minor, I don't even remember what it was, but turns out that there's a warrant out for me.
Oh, boy.
So I go to jail, and first of all, I never, ever got any kind of notice that there was a warrant. Nobody ever called me and said, hey, there's a warrant out for you. You're behind child support, $30,000. I'm like, what? You know, I've been paying this and what I can, when I can, blah, blah, blah. And said, no, you're $1,000 a month child support, you're $30,000 behind. You're going to prison. So finally I could get a lawyer. He gets me out of jail after, I think it was 4 or 5 days, most worst 4 or 5 days I've ever spent in my life.
I'll bet.
And I'm sitting there thinking, I'm going to prison if I can't pay $30,000. How am I going to even come up with something if I'm sitting in jail? So they finally worked something out. I got to pay a child support and a portion that goes to that $30,000. Now I'll get to my actual question is there anything I can do to get that knocked down a little bit more away so I can just get this monkey off my back. Because they say one missed payment, I'm going to prison.
All right, to get what knocked down? The debt? The big lump sum debt?
Yeah, the back child support.
Right, my guess is with the right lawyer, probably, maybe, yes, but I don't. This is beyond above my pay grade here. Scott, what do you think?
Kenny, who told you, when you said he told you, who told you you couldn't change the amount originally?
Yeah, that stinks right there.
Child enforcement or whatever.
Did that person wear a robe and have a gavel and you used to say your honor?
Well,
that's kind of a yes or no question.
Hey, Kenny, do you pay through them? Do you pay through the courts and then it goes to your ex?
Yeah.
Okay, so they have a record of it.
I went to the ex and said, hey, I'm out of work, man. You got to go and tell them something. Oh, no, it'll be okay. You know,
Hold on. Well, wait a second. There's part of our problem. You went to your ex-wife and said, would you tell them I'm out of work?
No, I told them. I just said, they told me. They said, well, she's got to come forward and say.
Something stinks about this whole thing.
No, she does. She can come forward and still, get rid of that.
Still. I don't know their relationship. Maybe she hates his guts. She's not going to do that. Right, there's something that still stinks about this. I want Scott to come in and tell me what I'm missing because from way, way back, you should never have been required to pay something you absolutely don't have.
Yeah, I'd like to layer it back. First, it's difficult to criticize something that happened 5 years ago. You never should have taken the word of some bureaucrat about your safe future and your freedom. You have to go get a modification to get a judge to reorder it, and only the judge can tell you whether that is or isn't. It's the standard is substantial change of circumstance. Now we're down the road where you got this big payment. What has your lawyer, your quasi-criminal, quasi-family lawyer, communicated to you about the amount of the arrearage that you're required to pay?
A portion of what I'm required to pay goes to pay back that lump sum.
Is it a percentage of what you earn?
Yeah.
Are you earning in the neighborhood of what you were earning three, 4 years?
Less than half.
Less than half of when you made that deal?
Yeah, well, I've been up to different jobs and back and forth.
I think Kenny's issue is this. There should never have been a $30,000 total because it should have never accumulated to that. Kenny, it is the way to get that big chunk reduced way down.
Kenny, the linchpin mistake was taking the word of the bureaucrat and making a deal with your ex. Why would you make a deal with the woman that promised to stay with you forever that broke that and you're not with her anymore? So that's a bad thing. But I'm not here banging on the head with a hammer. I'm here to tell you that had you gone and gotten a modification, and I think under the circumstances, a substantial change in your economic situation would have gotten you there, the thing started to snowball. Now, what is your relationship with your lawyer who got you out of the mess a couple of years ago? I don't know how long it was.
Well, the one, I don't talk to the one that...
Okay.
I talked to the one that got me out of jail, and he's the one that got the new modification. He's also said that you can only modify every 3 years.
Well,
I don't understand that either.
You're in the trap of it's become part of the criminal case. Are you on probation for this?
I don't think I am anymore.
Okay.
It's gone away, but there's still that threat of, if you don't make this payment this month, you're going to prison. Right.
Let me get the machete and cut through this jungle. I would like you to consult with somebody that you have never consulted with before, who's an expert in these issues. It's not me. When you send me an email, I'll give you the name of this person. Talk to that person. This is so important because it's gotten so far down the road that you might be in this trap, this bear trap, and you might not be. But right now you're confused and your freedom's at stake, your relationship with your kids, your financial situation, everything's bothering you, and you need to talk to somebody and just smart bomb the whole thing and start over.
It sounds to me like, Kenny, the people you have, your attorney, it doesn't sound like anybody's fighting very hard for you.
No. I thought they'd fight really good for the woman, though.
But, but you need somebody to fight for you.
That's right.
Hey,
Kenny.
I had several different kinds, and the one guy I found, he was pretty good, I thought, but, it seems like he never had time for me.
All right, Dan, what do you
want to ask? What kind of relationship do you have with your ex?
Well, it's hard to explain. She's very two-faced. She's in front of my face. She's great.
Okay, so the answer is not a good one.
Yeah.
That was easy to explain, actually. Yeah.
The answer is not a good one, which is typically the case when there's a divorce.
I've never talked to people about this, and I don't talk about it on the air, but, it's just got me...
It'll eat you up. No. It'll eat you up, and it should eat you up. Yeah. No man, to me, I don't know all this story or her side of the story, but my goodness, you lose your job. There's no way in the world you should still be held accountable and responsible for that kind of money. Scott, do you know Scott's email address?
I'm sure it's on your guys' website or something, but I got a pen ready.
All right, give it to him, Scott.
LawOfficeOfScottSherman@gmail.com.
He'll steer you in the right direction. Law Office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com.
And
your ex has the power to do some things to get that taken away. Because
I know, but she wouldn't.
I've been through this. No, I know, but his daughter's involved too. So if you can use that,
she's 17 now.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Good luck getting. Yeah. Then you've got an ex-wife from hell.
I know.
She gonna do anything to help you?
No.
Kenny, good luck with this.
Yeah. Good luck, Kenny.
Any good things to the story? I went back and got to my original career. It's not near as much money, but.
Well, that's
what I've always wanted to do.
Maybe a beginning of a turnaround of things. Good luck, Kenny.
Thank you guys very much.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. And I think we can get Henry in here. Henry, say hi to Scott Sherman. Henry. Oh, Henry. It's Candy Bar. On to Bill. Henry. Bill, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Scott. Hello, Frank.
Hi, Bill.
How are you guys doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
What do you got for Scott Sherman?
I am AM and the PM.
All right. Thank you. I got about 4 minutes. What do you have for Scott?
Okay, I think this will be a lot simpler. A parent who's in the late 80s, ailing, has thousands of dollars in debt. Her adult children are wondering if, when she passes, will creditors come after them to pay her debt?
Yeah, they'll come after them, but they can't get anything. It's not their debt. Scott, take it.
Mr. Pinion's right. Don't sign. Don't stand behind these things. They may have some claim against her estate, maybe. But by and large, when you die, your debts die with you.
But believe me, they will try to convince you that legally you need to cough. Don't fall for that. It's not your debt or the kid's debt. It's mom and dad's debt.
And that might be a good conversation to have with the estate lawyer, if you know who that is, for mom's estate, so that you're ready for these vultures. Because, like Mr. Pinion says, they will come for things you don't owe. They will come for things they know you don't owe. They are criminals. They are crooks. They are bottom feeders. They are garbage.
Is there anything? That's pretty plain. Is there anything you can say to them, or something you can send them, or if they harass you, or
yes.
Is it just real simple? Don't call me anymore.
Yeah, the magic words. Talk to my lawyer.
Say the stuff we can't say on the air.
Talk to my lawyer.
You can have a lawyer send them a cease and desist letter. You can hang up on them, or best, don't answer a call. You don't know who's calling you.
Yeah, there's no law that says, Kenny, you have to talk, or I'm sorry, Bill, you have to talk to anybody. Just hang up.
Don't be intimidated by these people. Most of them are 29-year-old losers who live in their parents' basement, who are sitting in some call center somewhere making $9 an hour harassing you.
Now, the only she has no estate. The only thing she really has may be a small insurance policy that may pay for
that's
the
funeral. That's a private contract, the beneficiary of which might be a funeral home, might be another person. And I'm sad to hear about her demise. But if you really have somebody that drew up those papers, some estate lawyer, you might want to contact that person to say, hey, we're anticipating a deluge of these hack calls. What should we do? Maybe they would have some advice in advance of that, or just reassure you. But I can reassure you, and Frank reassures you, as someone who has experience with this stuff, the debts of the parents do not fall on the children.
Okay, thank you guys so much.
All right, well, thank you, Bill. And theme music, if you would, please. I can't believe it, but we're out of time again. Here, once again, with his email address is Scott Sherman.
Law Office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com.
All right, how about it for Scott? Thank you, Scott.
Frank, thank you, guys.
Having a lot of people sleep better at night. He'll be back again next Thursday in the 4 o'clock hour. And he doesn't have a sponsor, but I'm going to real quickly make his sponsor today, Pistols Plus. How about that?
Right.
Let me do that real quickly. Yeah. Pistols Plus. Yeah, why not? because they pay for a sponsorship for an outdoor show that doesn't exist anymore. And I got a quick note from Pam Reese at Pistols Plus. She says, please tell everybody Happy New Year. Thanks for everybody who came into Pistols Plus. By the way, the website is pistolsplusguns.net. There's a link to it at frankopinion.com. She says, we have all in stock Glocks, $50 off for a couple of weeks. $50 off every Glock in stock for a couple of weeks. This is all about home defense, folks. Home defense handguns. And they have all models in stock. So come in, spend some Christmas money, get yourself a holster if you don't need a handgun, get some ammo, or the guns you didn't get for Christmas that you wanted. Pistols Plus in the heart of Osage Beach across from Staples, pistolsplusguns.net. Here's Dan Strauss to introduce probably Tim White.
All right, here's Tim Weiland with a look at traffic. Tim?
Okay, that vehicle fire has been out for a while. Still, the right lane is blocked on eastbound Highway 40 just after Highway 270, and you're backed up now between Maryville Center and Mason. We do have an incident reported now on eastbound Highway 64 and Highway 255 in Illinois. The right lane is blocked for a minor crash on northbound 141 north of Olive, and it looks like westbound 40 just a little bit slow now between Hampton and McCausland. This report brought to you by Tucker Allen. Tucker Allen, a new law firm providing complete will and trust packages at a fixed cost. Everybody needs a will or trust. Tucker Allen makes it easy. Learn more at TuckerAllen.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
You're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank Opinion and the gang, weekdays from 3 till 6. Hi, it's John Carney, inviting you to join me for the Carney Show, weekdays at 1, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Acme Homeowners Insurance, how can I help you?
My air conditioner broke down. I need to make a claim.
Oh, I'm sorry, but your homeowner's insurance doesn't cover air conditioner breakdowns.
What does it cover?
Home damage from things like lightning, meteors, even a fire-breathing dragon.
A dragon?
Yes, even a fire-breathing one.
But not my air conditioner.
Sorry.
But his air conditioner could have been covered with a home warranty from American Home Shield, plus components of 20 other major home systems and appliances, like his electrical system, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-900-6490. Home insurance can cover what might happen. But a home warranty helps cover what will happen.
Now the washer won't work.
Life happens. Have a plan. Get a home warranty from American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-900-6490. That's 1-800-900-6490. 1-800-900-6490.
This is Christine, recruiter for the VA healthcare system. We are seeking full-time physicians in many disciplines. Successful applicants will provide high-quality, effective care directly to our nation's veterans. The VA is the largest and most advanced healthcare system in the nation. The VA offers competitive benefits, including malpractice insurance, pension, vacation, holidays, and more. Be a part of this winning team and honor our veterans. Call me at 314-488-8252. That's 314-488-8252. The VA Healthcare System. Healthcare for heroes.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-